Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Okay, we're into it, folks. Another show, Real Estate Realities, here right at the starting blocks. And we are talking 1031 exchanges today and the reverse exchange. So many of you know about the 1031 exchange. You don't know you can do a reverse 1031 exchange. So make sure you get your pencil sharpened up and take some notes, because it can be a great tool to have in your tool shed. If it's the first time you're tuning into the show, it's Justin Hermes, broker owner of The Property Group. We're located right downtown, 305 South Cascade, and have a great group with me there. We got a staff of four, and I am blessed to have them working with me. A lot of experience helping people build long-term wealth through real estate. And I tell people, I just got done sitting down at a kitchen table talking with people think about renting their house out, and I talked about all the negatives. And the list has begotten much longer than it's ever been. Not like I'm trying to discourage you from buying property. I still believe in it, but it's become a little bit tougher to navigate with all the changes at the legislation level and changes with evictions and timelines, and also just the fact that we're starting to see people are starting to struggle, right? The economy's tough. There's no doubt about it. We saw the inflation numbers come out. Inflation's hot, hot, hot. Stock market corrected. 10-year treasury yields up big time. Higher rates for longer. And, you know, I tell people, it's Wall Street may have been performing okay, but you talk to people on Main Street, they're feeling the squeeze big time, and so are many of the renters out there. So that's something to keep on your radar and just be prepared, you know, to battle the crises when they come, whether it be non-payment of rent or evictions and stuff like that. It is certainly something we're seeing on our horizon, that I've never had to deal with this many issues my whole career, the 10 years I've been in it, until this last year. It's become a little more of a battle. So anyway, just stay on it. Remember, you got to play defense sometimes. You can't always be on offense. The good, the bad, the amphitheater is just cranking, man. I'm so excited to see all the big names that they're locking down. What that's going to do for the economy, I think people haven't fully even gathered that yet. When you get big name bands coming in, what that does with the hotels, the food, the restaurants, even short-term rentals up in that area, even though I'm not a big short-term rental guy, I'm just saying there's a lot of good things that come from this amphitheater. Look into it. It's awesome. And I'd say buy around it, but the properties up there are too stinking expensive and the taxes are way too high. But it's still good for Colorado Springs overall. We talked the bad, and that is immigration, right? We have this illegal immigration that is knocking on our doorsteps here in Colorado Springs. If you go to Carrier News Radio, you can look up The Extra. I do that show as well every Friday from 9 to 10. It's community-oriented. And I had Lojinos Gonzalez on last week, county commissioner, and we talked about what are the things going on here with the illegal immigration and how we don't have the resources here in Colorado Springs to handle these things. So if you want some more information on that, like I said, KRDN News Radio, go under podcast, look up The Extra, check it out. Other than that, we're going to have some messages from the lovely show sponsors. We'll be back. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Here, second segment, folks, 1031 exchange and reverse exchange. We're going to start in the beginner mode here for those of you who are not familiar with a 1031 exchange, and it's going to get more complicated as we go on, as we talk about things like a reverse exchange. And this is a tax deferment, right? This is a tool you can use to have in your back pocket to avoid paying Uncle Sam, to avoid recapture of depreciation, right? That's another big one people don't think about it, your recapture of depreciation, right? Because if you're depreciating your property, let's say over 27 years, and you're selling it year 20, well, guess what? That's a lot to recapture in depreciation. And if you have a healthy gain on it, you're talking, I mean, geez, I think John's going to come in, Matt, believe it or not, in 2 weeks. He's back from Arizona. He's going to come in because I'm begging him to come on radio to just tell us how he crafted this deal with his brother to, like, save $200,000 he saved in capital gains and recapture depreciation. Now, a lot of that was because he sold it to a family member, but I started crunching the numbers with him, and it's like, geez, oh, Pete, you sell this property, you're going to owe like $250,000 in taxes. And he didn't want to do a 1031 exchange because he's liquidating. He's held that one. He bought for $180,000 back in 92 and sold it for $975. Whoop, whoop.
Awesome.
That's real estate there, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. So make sure you tune into that show, too, in a couple of weeks. We talked about how he crafted that deal, how you can do it with a family member yourself. But the 1031 exchange is used for an investment property. That's number one, folks. You do not use this on a primary. There'd be no reason for you to use this on a primary property. And what you're doing is you're transferring this property to another like kind, another investment property. And in turn, you're not paying taxes. And there's no recapture of depreciation. You take, like I did downtown, I can use the, you know, a bunch of different examples, but downtown I sold for $350,000, I had a gain of $100,000, I had depreciated over 6 years. Well, the whole net proceeds of that $80,000 went directly to the down payment of my next property, right? It was held at the 1031 intermediate company and then put into my next property, but nothing was taken out. Uncle Sam didn't get to touch it. Nothing happened. And that's why I'm doing the show, is to educate you on that. Because you roll it into the next investment of like kind. That's the easiest way of putting it. And if you don't use it all, you pay the difference in taxes. So say you sold a house for $400,000 and you can only use $350,000, then you have a $50,000 gain. You'll be taxed off of that amount. And if there's any depreciation, that can be calculated off of that as well. You can also pay more, right? There's nothing wrong with having $400,000 1031 exchange and then spending an extra $300,000. You can sell a multifamily property and buy a commercial property, vice versa. You could take it and, you know, sell and automatically have another business maybe who's already leasing it and you're buying into that. So there's plenty of ways you can do it. But the simplest way of saying is your net proceeds go straight to the 1031 exchange company after closing. It is held there, okay, until you tell them otherwise. But you can use that money, a lot of people don't know, for your inspection, for your appraisal. There's a lot of other costs you can use that money towards, your earnest money, right? And so you send this out to the title company. Earnest money comes straight from the 1031 company. The very important part is nothing touches your bank account, right? You're not holding any of this money. So then you have, you know, 45 days to identify. That's the deal. You know, that's the probably the toughest timeline. They have 180 days to close, and I always kind of scratch my head because I go, you know, really the identification time is the tightest timeline. But in today's little slower moving market, you might have an opportunity, especially commercial, to identify multiple properties. So that is something you can do as well, folks. You can identify multiple properties, and after 45 days, you have to choose. Well, excuse me, not after 45 days, but after 45 days you have your list put together, then you can choose which property or properties you want to purchase, and you have to close on those within 180 days. And you can't do it with family, okay? It just has to be arm's length. So it's 1031 exchange. You can't play the game, you know, with Uncle Cousin Eddie, right? It has to be an arm's length transaction, okay? So you put your property up for sale. You close on it, the money goes straight to the 1031 exchange company. You have 45 days to identify a new property and 180 days to close. And all that money comes on closing day from the 1031 exchange company, goes straight to title, and you close on your property and you're moving forward. It's just that simple. And you avoid a ton in taxes, right? So the cost of it is like $900. People always say, what's the cost, Justin? What's the cost? How much does that cost? What's that cost? 900, okay? It's like nothing. I can't believe if these 1031 companies haven't doubled their prices, to be honest, because they put in some legwork on their end. But the reverse, which is what we're going to talk about right now, is 3,000. So that is definitely more money, right? So you purchase this under an LLC through the 1031 exchange company, all right? So this is where the water becomes a little murky here, right? But your purchase of the property is done before you sell the property that you're trying to get rid of, that you're doing the 1031 exchange on. So that's why we call it a reverse. You're going in ahead of time, and a lot of people say, hey, I'm going to do a line of credit, or maybe I just have the cash, or I'm going to do a loan, and then on the back end, I can pay off the loan or pay off the line of credit, right? And if you just have outright cash, you're in a sweet position, because then it just doesn't matter how you want to skin the cat. But you still purchase it first under the LLC through the 1031 exchange company, and then you have 135 days to sell your investment property, right? Once you execute that within 135 days, has to be closed and done within 135 days, then you're good to go. Then the 1031 LLC hands you the deed to the property, and it's just that simple. The most complicated part is setting up the LLC through the 1031. It is more money, and there is a little risk saying, hey, you got to make sure the property you're identifying to sell is going to sell, right? Because if you can't sell it in 135 days, get it to the closing table, you're out of luck. I mean, that is there is no gray area here. They don't give you any grace as far as these deadlines go. And then, like I said, once you close, the 1031 LLC hands you the deed, placement of property. That's part of the reason why, too, they charge more for reverse, because it is setting up the 1031 LLC. But it enables you to shop with ease, folks. I mean, that is the biggest thing here. It enables you to shop with ease and be confident in the property you're selling. That is a huge part of it, too, is confidence in the product is going to move that you're selling. Or sometimes, a lot of time, a reverse 1031 exchange happens where, you know, this is primarily where it happens, is you're just going along your way, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, you know, your neighbor or your friend says, yeah, we want to sell this property and, you know, it needs a lot of work and we just want to get rid of it. We want to sell it to you for $250. We're just done. We're done. We're tired out. Do you know anybody who wants to buy it? And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I want to buy it. I don't have any money lined up to buy it. Well, but I got this other property. It's free and clear. I can upgrade. You know, maybe I'm going from an area of town. I want to upgrade to the other area of town. I'm going a little bit bigger. They're saying, yeah, we want to sell the fourplex. And you're going, oh, I want to move up into that. Bunch of different scenarios here, right? But the skinny on it is somebody approaches you with a hot deal and you're going, holy smokes, I don't want to miss on this deal. And I don't want to take on too much extra debt. So I'm going to sell this property and then exchange it. But the people are going, no, we're not going to wait for you to be a contingency 1031. You know, we want to sell this in the next 2 weeks. So you go get your line of credit. You purchase the property right away. You're like, hey, we're good to go. I'll buy it right away in 10 days since it's such a hot stinking deal. And then you come on the back end and you do the reverse 1031 exchange. Now, just remember, you have to have the 1031 LLC set up before you purchase the property you're going to you purchase, but that only takes, you can do that in a matter of 5 business days, right? So that's how it's normally done, is somebody says, hey, this is a great deal. I don't want to miss out. And I don't have time to get a property on beforehand. But I think we've done so many 1031 exchanges, and I love seeing the savings that they produce for people. But myself, I've done a handful, and I've done, geez, hundreds for other clients. And, you know, it's just, I'll give you one example. One night was great back in the day. I bought, and this is another approach that I haven't told you guys about, is I always tell you 15, 20 year hold. But maybe you find a property that's like super undervalued and you're like, well, I don't really want this, but I know I can sell it like in a year for like 100K more. Here's the example. I had a duplex over in UCCS that I got a great beat on from another agent. This was, geez, probably 6 years ago, 7 years ago, maybe. And I said, I'll take it right now. Done deal. I'll take it. And the numbers didn't even work that great for an investment. I only cashed for like $200-$300. People are like, it's a bad buy. Well, I knew I could turn around and sell it for $400,000, make $100K in a year. And since, and I'm going to tell you this in the next segment, because you have to hold the property for at least a year to do a 1031. So I held it for a year, right? Took the $100K profit, and then went and bought a fourplex down in Patty Jewett that was only like, what was it, $500,000? So I basically, and this is a short term, I told radio listeners the other day, we were looking at a property out in an area where I said, I wouldn't long term hold this, but it's such a great deal if we can get it. You just buy it, right? And then in like 3 to 4 years, this person's going to live in it. I said, then you sell it. You know, this is not a, this property specifically, you're buying for a quick cash turn, not a long term appreciation, right? So just like that duplex, buy for $300, do a 1031 exchange in a year, and look at that. I'm into the real estate with 20% down, $500,000 purchase, and I have no money into the game. because saw the deal, jumped on it right away, didn't pay capital gains because I did a 1031 exchange on it instead of giving my money to Uncle Sam. And I got my down payment back out of the $60,000 I'd put down at $300,000, the 20% down. Got the $60,000 back in my pocket, into the fourplex for nothing. That's a great way to use the 1031 exchange rather than, you know, a lot of these people go in and go, oh, I'm just going to flip it. You know, and they go and flip it. They pay all this extra money they don't need to pay. So hold on to it for a year. Use the 1031 exchange. It can be a great tool for you. And also the reverse 1031 exchange. That's something people just don't know about. And if you have a property free and clear and you're like, well, I couldn't do that. Yes, you can. You go to the line of credit and you purchase the property and then you turn back around. You sell it just through the steps I've told you on the reverse 1031 exchange. Stick around. Third segment here. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some more details, Roth IRA, stuff like that. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality, 719-232-1063.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Crank up the beat. Put AC/DC on repeat.
Okay, third segment here, folks. I had somebody ask me, you know, if you lived in it for just a year and you haven't hit the 2 out of 5 year, could you do a 1031 exchange? And that is a good question. Because it falls in that area, that gray area where, well, where are you going to 1031 it into? And is it like for like? And I have a call into Wayne Givens, tax accountant, to answer that because it really should be like for like. But and I'm like, oh, and you're going to do a 1031. It is a primary, but you haven't hit the 2 out of 5 years to make it a primary. What are you purchase? Oh, I'm going to purchase another investment property with it. Well, you're not really like for like. So that is a great question if you want to know the answer to it. Shoot me a text. I'll probably forget to talk about it next week. 719-232-1063. Also, too, folks, if we're down to three now. We have three openings. I had a radio listener call this last weekend, and we're being very careful how much we expand to keep quality control. So we have three more properties that we're taking on, and then we're going to shut down our services for a while just to make sure that we have offering our current clients absolutely the best service we possibly can. And really, to continue expanding, you got to hire somebody else, and that doesn't come that doesn't come easily, finding somebody who's willing to do the property management and do it with excellence. So if you do know somebody, let me know. I'm all ears. I always love meeting people who are looking to get into the business. 719-232-1063. Just give them my cell phone number. Would love it if they had some experience either managing their own properties or working for a property manager in the past. So that's that. Get the answer to that question. You can rent it out for a year or two is what my notes say here. What does that mean? Well, you can legally and ethically, if your intent is to rent the property, you can then play a little game where you sell an investment property, you buy another one. I had a client do this, sold here, bought the property in Arizona, rented that property for 2 years, and then moved into it, and now it is a primary residence, avoided all the taxes, avoided all the appreciation because it was legally and ethically rented out, right? You try to do that and move in, you're going to be in big, big trouble on that one. But if you do it the right way, it's a heck of a way to relieve debt. I've told some people, you know, as you get older, you may have a couple investment properties and you're going, man, we really want to retire, you know, but we don't want to pull a mortgage and rates are so high. We've held the property for, you know, 20 years. Well, here, great deal. It's worth $450, let's say. Let's take it. Let's 1031 exchange it into a home down in, let's just use Arizona where my parents are at, surprise. And we're just going to 1031 exchange it down there. And you own it outright now. You own it cash. You don't have any more debt. Some people go, great, and we got rid of the investment property. We're getting kind of too old for that business anyway. Killed two birds with one stone there, right? I mean, that's smart planning. That's tax planning when it comes to real estate. And then they rented it out for a couple of years, moved in, and now it's a primary residence. And they're happy as clams because they have that property debt-free. Now, think of what if they didn't do that. As you run the math and you go, well, you'd have gotten your cash flow in here, $2,000. That's great. But wait, you're going to buy down there at 7.5% interest rate. You still have to have 20% down to avoid mortgage insurance. You're going to get hit with a second home rate, so it's actually going to be like another point higher. It's going to be 8.5. You're telling me you can make 8.5 or more on your money? No way, Jose. So you just sell that investment property, you transfer it over to your primary, and boom. You own it outright cash, and you're making 8.5% on your money without no worries of a tenant or maintenance. Another great method of the 1031 exchange, right? It's being smart, folks, on your exit plans, and that's why I want to have John on. What is he coming? It is not next week, because I said next week. It's not. It's the week after. It's in the 20s, 24th, 6th, 7th, something like that. We're going to have John come in and share that story with us. I've been begging for him to do it, but he's in it. But he's just finally getting back from Arizona. And the only reason he's coming back early is because he's coming back for my wedding. I'm glad that they're coming back into town for that one. But I'm twisting his arm to get in here the radio show and explain this deal, because he had explained it to me 3 times for me to get it. But an unbelievable amount of savings and creativity went into crafting this deal. So I want to bring that to you, the radio listeners, right? Here's something else that a lot of people don't know. You can, if you're 59 and a half years or older and you have a Roth IRA, right? And you would say, hey, you know, Justin, we got so much in here. We want to have a little fun. You know, it's not high risk for us. We got a great nest egg built up. Or, you know, hey, we got a bunch of other retirement plans. This is just one of them. I know a gentleman in town who does this. It's unbelievable. He takes that money. He buys real estate with it. He flips it. And he avoids any gain because he's pulling the money and operating out of his Roth. And so he pays zero gains on it. So he flips a house. Now, he's flipping for $100K. Now that you're not making that, you're making, honestly, it's like pretty low, 20, 30. But still, you make 30 grand. It's like, hey, he would have given 6 grand to the IRS, and he keeps it for free since he's operating it out of his Roth IRA. I mean, what can be better than that, right? I mean, I think that's awesome. So hopefully you got something out of the 1031 exchange, reverse 1031 exchange. If there's stuff I didn't cover, questions you have still, feel free to give me a call. That's 719-232-1063. It's 232-1063. And one other thing I want to put on your docket, because I'm on the board, help them sell tables every year, is the Leadership Prayer Breakfast. I'm actually out of town this year. I'm going to be on my honeymoon. But if you'd like to attend, it's amazing. It's something I believe is so critical for our community. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, 7 to 8:30 a.m. It's at the Boot Barn Hall, and they provide breakfast. And it's just an opportunity, fellowship, pray for all our city officials. Mayor will be there, sheriff, all that jazz. And then Jerry Schimmel's coming down to give his testimony. He's a Rockies radio announcer. He's held that for 13 seasons. He talks about how he got in an airplane crash and survived, the one in Sioux City, Iowa. And so that's a great event. If you want more information, or you want information on how to purchase a table or half a table, reach out to me, 719-232-1063. Once again, that's Colorado Springs Leadership Prayer Breakfast on May 7th. That's a Tuesday, 7 to 8:30 at Boot Barn Hall. It's been a joy spending this Sunday with you. I appreciate those of you I've met through radio who've just shared even knowledge they've had over the years owning investment properties. It's always fun to talk shop. We'll be back here next Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1. Use the gifts God's given you to bless somebody else's life today. Justin Hermes, The Property Group. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.